Around the end of the year, the high school wood shop is stacked with projects of all kinds. 40 nightstands made by the Wood One students here, spectacular gun cases and entertainment centers made by more advanced kids there. Randy Huey has an amazing capacity for getting projects across the goal line.
You know, everyone agrees affordable housing is a problem. Let's do something.
Huey thinks houses have just grown too large, too much square footage per occupant. When he was growing up, his family of six lived in an 800-square-foot house. By the time he was in high school, they had moved to an 1,100-square-foot house.
It was affordable. My parents weren't financially stressed. They lived on one blue-collar income. And we didn't know that it was a problem. In hindsight, it was, you know, you look back and go, how did we ever do that? We were pretty packed in there. But it was entirely doable.
The national average house now is 2,300 square feet. Huey is on the board of the Sitka Community Development Corporation, which is exploring the idea of establishing a community land trust as a way to create affordable housing. CLTs reduce the cost of a home by about one-third by selling only the structure to a buyer and holding the land in trust. According to data compiled by the Sitka Community Development Corporation, a typical house in town costs around $350,000. To buy it conventionally, someone would have to come up with a cash down payment of 20%, or $70,000. Even at today's low mortgage interest rates, it would mean payments of over $3,000 per month. Some families have the cash to pull this off, and
there are lots of people who do not. Lots of families that do not. And no, you know, just around the corner opportunity for that to change significantly.
Huey believes a community land trust is another form of opportunity. Building smaller homes in the trust is a further way to pare down costs and broaden opportunity. The small houses he was raised in were not demeaning. Modern designs are flourishing online and making smaller houses downright attractive. Huey thinks all the pieces are here to solve the affordability puzzle.
I want to change the economics of a family here, you know. I want to make it so that, you know, that not everybody has to work all of the time and that there's always financial pressure on the family, on mom and dad, in order to have a house to live in. And I want to get out of rentals. I want to get out of some much of the substandard housing that's being lived in here. And yet, I do not want giveaway programs. I want there to be something where people have to invest, that they have to bring something to the table, and that they have then ownership, they are vested in it, and they have a benefit in doing good maintenance and upkeep of the home, and they can get the real nest egg that they need to get out on the open market.
The Sitka Community Development Corporation has spent the past 2 months running articles in the local paper and appearing on radio to make the case for community land trusts. Because CLTs involve ownership, allow buyers to build equity, yet limit profit on resale, they're seen as a kind of hybrid between the open market and a more tightly controlled housing project. Still, you have to start somewhere with a community land trust. It can often involve the donation of municipal property. The SCDC thinks education ahead of time will build the necessary political will.
We're talking about the allocation of publicly owned resources towards a particular problem. We're going to need people's support for that, not just on the assembly, but I think there needs to be a broad agreement that this is an affordable housing model that should be tried. And then we just try.
Huey is adamant that a CLT is not a charity. He doesn't see Habitat for Humanity or a high school vocational program putting up one or two houses a year. He thinks the situation is far too acute. A CLT, he believes, is going to put carpenters to work. Political boundaries can be changed to make land available. The existing development and construction industry can be called in to help accurately forecast costs. Huey says it's time for all hands on deck.
It's a problem that is worthy of our best efforts because it's our children. And I want to create a community that my children could come back and live here in, or your kids, or all of the people my age in town who have kids. I want them to be able to come to Sitka and live here and raise their families here, bring my grandkids home. That's why I'm working on it.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.